Hello, friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White. It's the 15th day of October. This is a special day for Paul White Ministries because this is the very first official day of our new church plant, the Garden Church. Full name is the Garden Church of the Midlands, and we are meeting this morning in the community of Irmo, South Carolina. This is just one of the outside suburbs of the Columbia area. This has been a long time coming, and this has been a slow journey towards going from monthly meetings to weekly meetings to now Sunday morning meetings. And this is the first one in our new space. We are renting a space there, and I'm just so thankful for the season that the Lord has us in, and all of the journey that has led up to this moment has been, well, it's more than just something that's happened in this circle and in this group. The roots of this run back a long, long way, and I find it fascinating to watch how the Spirit has worked. So October the 15th, 2023 will be a high water mark, at least a red letter date in our life and ministry, because it's the date where the Sunday mornings began in this space. It's kind of hard to say it's when this started, because really it's been going for a while now, but there is something to be said for sort of the official beginning. And as we sort of get the kinks worked out and figure out what we look like, we'll probably do a sort of a major launch in the new year. But for now, we are just an excited little group of people that want to come together and talk about Jesus. And so we'll be doing that this morning. Of course, we record those sermons. They are part of the rotation that you can expect here on our website and on our podcast, and so they will just move into the rotation of sermons. I do have travel, and this group understands that, so there's still space to travel. So if you're looking for us to come your way, let us know, because we are booking for 2024, and we have the opportunity to do some of that, and we're going to. We won't be able to do it as much as we did, but we're certainly going to do some of it. And I was actually in talks with a pastor the other day about that very thing, about going to their place in the new year. And so there's others we're kicking that around. So let us know if that's something that you're interested in, and we'd love to talk with you about it. I do have some travel left on the schedule for this year, and I'll remind you of that the next couple of weeks. But we're going out of the country for a little bit and do some ministering in conferences and in churches, and it's quite a time. Let's jump back into our text today. I think we can cover a few more verses today. Luke chapter 1, Gabriel talking to Mary. Verse 29, but when she saw him, but when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. We know this because he told her in the previous conversation, or the previous moment, that she was highly favored. She's found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. This is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Yeshua. Yeshua means Savior. Yeshua into the English would be Jesus, or Joshua was how it's pronounced rather in the English. And then we take the Greek rendering of that, which is Jesus, to have a differentiation between the Old Testament Yeshua character and the New Testament Yeshua character. The Old Testament Yeshua character is Joshua, who is the successor of Moses. The New Testament Yeshua character is Jesus, who is the successor of Moses as well. Well, how is that? Of course, Joshua is the literal successor of Moses. Moses is not allowed to go into the promised land because he smote the rock when he was supposed to speak to it. A lot of imagery there. But suffice to say, his disobedience kept him from inheriting the promised land. And so he watches from the mountaintop as Israel crosses into the Jordan. That's allegoric. He doesn't really stand there and watch. He gets to see the land. He doesn't watch them cross. In fact, he's dead and buried before they cross. His successor is a man named Joshua. Joshua becomes the conqueror of the promised land. He leads Israel into victory across the Jordan. Jesus is a successor to Moses in a spiritual way. John would say in John 1 that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. That's John placing Jesus as a new Joshua. That Moses, as the giver of the law, is to establish the law. Then Jesus, as a new Joshua, is to walk his people across a river and into a promised land. And there is some of that in this statement made by Gabriel to Mary. He's a son. His name is Jesus. Verse 32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And there are no kings in the line of David at the time of Christ. There's King Herod. He is an appointment king appointed by the hand of the emperor in Rome. This is a non-religious appointment. In other words, Herod is not in the bloodline of King David. This is not king over a royal nation. It's almost a ceremonial kingship over a province, a little bit like a governor. And he is not in the royal line as one of the inheritors of the throne. Jesus, however, is in the bloodline of King David, and Gabriel says, I'll give him the throne, and yet Jesus never sits on the throne in his earthly life. There is no throne. And so Gabriel's message to Mary is prophetic. Here's an angel giving a prophecy that Jesus will be king. Paul will call him in the letter to Timothy, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Jesus will be the one who brings the kingdom to fullness and to his Father. This is fulfilled if you see Christ as the king. If you see Christ as the king sitting on his throne, the king that sits on his throne is in the lineage of David. We are not waiting on Jesus to come back to be king. He is king and will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So the baby born to Mary is in the lineage of David and is king over a kingdom. This is why we say his kingdom has no end, because it never stops. Mary is confused, doesn't know how this is going to happen. We'll look at that conversation tomorrow. God bless.